mercy to the worlds, the mercy to the worlds, the mercy to the worlds, the mercy to the worlds, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please repeat after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Viewers of Madni Channel, welcome back to YOLO Series 3, The Mercy to the Worlds. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Last week we were discussing the rights that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has over us as Ummatis. What duties do we owe? What obligations do we have in the court of the best of creation Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Inshallah, today we're going to continue that topic. But before we do, I've got a beautiful couplet for you, and then a beautiful blessing of reciting the Durood-e Pak. Let me start with the couplet. Ki Muhammad se wafa tu ne to hum tere hain. Ki Muhammad se wafa tu ne to hum tere hain. Ye jahan cheez hai kya? Lauh kalam tere hain. What a beautiful couplet. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, what the shair says here is this: that the essence of being successful in everything is loyalty in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you are loyal in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ki Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam se wafatu ne, to hum tere hain. Everybody will be yours. The people will love you and the world will be blissful for you. Forget the world. The shair says, lohu kalam, the divine pen and the divine tablet is yours. You can write your own destiny, subhanallah. And this is the essence of our whole series. You'll have seen that those who sacrificed everything at the feet of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and were loyal in the court of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were the successful ones. They were the ones who gained the treasures of this world and the hereafter. Now, a beautiful benefit of reciting Durood-e Pak upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever recites Durood-e Pak upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jalla writes the reward of one qiraat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is the size of Mount Uhud. So you get the reward of the size of Mount Uhud every time you recite Durood-e Pak in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How amazing is that? Salu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now let me go to my question for today. So the question is, can sadaqah, charity, prevent calamities? So you know you have some things that you are destined to befall, but can giving sadaqah in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal prevent calamities, prevent difficulties, prevent problems? That is the question. Now we're going to move to our beautiful kalam for this week, which again is my favorite Naad Khan, Muballigh Daawat Islami Rukn Shura Haji Abdul Habib Batari Damat Barakatum Alaliya. Let's listen to this beautiful kalam where he says, let's think about something special. I'll leave you with that. Salu ala al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madine jaane walo, jao jao, fi amanillah. مدینے جانے والو جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو بلائیں گے تمہیں بھی ایک دن سرور مدینے میں سرور مدینے میں سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب در سے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں آقا آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی بندہ پروری ہو سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانا دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانا ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی بلا لو ہم غریب غریبوں کو بلا لو اے میرے آقا، میں آؤں آپ کے در پر، کرم ہو اے میرے آقا، میرے
آقا. Subhanallah, what an amazing thought that the Kalam gives us. Can you just think about the feelings you would have, the thoughts you would have, if you had the honor and the privilege of being in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Save that thought and inshallah we're going to move to our first segment. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The mercy to the world.
Now you remember last week we were discussing a number of important things, and the scholars have written that, you know, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has rights over us. And those rights that are obligations that we should be fulfilling for the happiness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for our debt of gratitude we owe in the court of the best of creation, for the amazing teachings and the amazing life that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us, for taking us out of the doldrums of darkness into the amazing light of Islam. You know, what are our obligations? You know, in today's world, we always ask what, you know, others can do for me. But today, the question is different. What can you do? We know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed everything for this ummah. But what can you do for your beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And so we were discussing some of that. And we were discussing, you will remember, last week, how the companions expressed their love in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how they honored and revered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today, we're going to move that on, inshallah, and look at how their lives were evolving around Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the happiness of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this loyalty, this connection that they had, and how everything was dependent upon that. You'll remember that we looked at the beautiful story of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, when he went to the house of Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu and he took the gutter off and then he ran back to replace it. And then we heard about the amazing Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, the amazing conqueror. And we discussed, we learned about why he would, during a battle, he was busy looking for his hat when, you know, things were in the most difficult situation in the heat of the battle, and he's too busy looking for his hat. And when asked why, he said because they had the hair mubarak, the mu' mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this showed us that for the companions, the obedience, love, and that connection with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, you know, it basically outshone everything. It was more important than even their own lives. And the obedience of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the scholars write, is a duty upon every believer, every ummati. Every instruction that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives, every injunction that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has delivered, every wish that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had in relation to the ummatis, it is an obligation on the ummati to try and fulfill that. So, that is fundamental in this connection of love that we have with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the scholars say that it goes further than that. What about those acts which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked? What sort of an ummati will you be? What sort of ummati is it who does things that the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited? That does things that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked? That does things that would upset Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and could be classed as disobedience of the beloved of Allah azza wa jal? And this is the essence of what we want to talk about today. Why? Because the Holy Quran says, Surah Nisa verse 59, O you who believe, obey Allah and the noble messenger. Then again, verse 80 of the same surah, whoever obeys the noble messenger,
has indeed obeyed Allah. So when you fulfill the commands of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're fulfilling the commands of Allah azza wa jal. When you carry out the wishes of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're carrying out the wishes of Allah azza wa jal. When you are obedient in the court of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is obedience in the court of Allah azza wa jal. Because the two courts are inextricably linked and they're together. So you can't be obedient in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and be disobedient in the court of Allah azza wa jal, or you can't be disobedient in the court of Allah azza wa jal and obedient in one court. These courts are the same. The court of Allah azza wa jal is the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the court of Allah azza wa jal. Is the laws of Allah azza wa jal are the ones that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us, and the love of Allah azza wa jal has within it the love of the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the love of the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Intrinsic in that is the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is a concept that a lot of people don't see. Let me quote to you Surah of Nisa again, verse 69. And whosoever obeys Allah and His noble messenger will be with those upon whom Allah has bestowed grace. That is, the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs, and the virtuous. What excellent companions they are. So you remember last week we quoted this ayah mubarakah and said, when you obey Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you gain those high spiritual ranks. You gain those high places. And Allah azza wa jal says, that when you obey my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you will be with the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs, and the virtuous. So it's not just simply a case of bringing iman upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, great privilege, great treasure, and that's it. This is a road. This road goes to Jannah. But what if you are on the right path, you've brought iman, but then you sit there and you don't do anything? Would you get to your destination? Well, there might be a doubt. This is why obedience and acting upon this is very, very important. Now, it's that implementation, that love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which brings you to do actions. You know, if somebody was simply to tell you about the Islamic rules, you may not have the passion and the enthusiasm to act upon them. But it's the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which over centuries and centuries have brought people out of the life of sin and into the life of Islam. Why? Because they had their desires, they had their wishes, and suddenly some rules are imposed, and you know the command of Allah azza wa jalla is given to them, but they didn't react. But if you look at the life of the companions, it was the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that brought them out of ignorance and into the light of Islam. Let me give you an example. There's a companion that comes to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's wearing a gold ring. Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes his hand and then takes the ring off, and Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam throws the ring away. They throw it by the side and they say, who amongst you wishes to hold an emblem of Jahannam in his hand or have a ring? So because for men, it's not allowed. So it's thrown by the side. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam then depart from there. Now the people say to this man, yep, you shouldn't have been wearing a gold ring, but this can be used. You can sell it. You can go and use the money elsewhere. You can give it to your wife. You can have it broken down and made into some jewelry because it's allowed for women. You can do a lot of things with this. Can you believe that this companion never picked up the gold ring? He said, how can I pick up something that my Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam has thrown away? I'm never going to touch that ring. This was a level of love, an affection and obedience that the world had never seen and will never see again. You know, love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love for every action was in their essence. And why wouldn't it not be when the Holy Quran says, Surah Tawbah, verse 24, O beloved, declare, if your fathers and your sons and your brothers and your wives and your family and the wealth you have amassed, the trade in which you fear loss, and the dwellings of your liking, if any of these are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger and striving in His way, then wait until Allah brings about His command, i.e. His wrath, and Allah does not guide those who go astray. Now, a very, very important ayah mubarakah, because When we think about our relationship with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we think about it in a different way. We think that Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our messenger. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is here to show us the straight path. Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the Quran. In the beautiful wisdom of the Sunnah, we've got our blessings of life. So if you're acting upon the Quran, you're acting upon the Sunnah, and you're accepting Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam as your prophet, alhamdulillah, that's enough. No. The Quran doesn't say that. Quran says, O beloved, declare, if your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your wives, your wealth, or anything is more dear to you than the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then wait till Allah punishes you. Allahu Akbar. How complex is that? But how beautiful is it at the same time, and how simple is it? That you're not just here to take the laws of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at the beautiful Sunnah and adopt those. You're not here to look at the ayats of the Quran and adopt those. You're here to love this beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than everything else. More than your children, more than your wives, more than your parents, more than all your relatives. And not only that, you need to love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than your wealth and more than fearing loss, more than everything else in this world. I mean, this Ayah Mubarakah is a great awakening, because this is the relationship that Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to have with the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where nothing else is more important than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The crux of this verse, the scholars write, is that the love of Allah and His Rasul need to trump every single obligation, every single thing, and this is for Zayn. It needs to be more than everything else. And the reason and the wisdom behind this is that when it is we have more love for Allah and His Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you will give up everything for the obedience of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why part of Iman, it is crucial to accept that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is your hakim, is in charge of your affairs, is the one who decides for you. And so when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam decrees a matter, so the Sunnah says, the Quran says, this is the ruling on this. There's no room to say, maybe this. No, this is it. And until you reach that stage, your Iman is in danger and incomplete. And this is what the scholars write, that the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam needs to be more than you have for your children. So that if your children want to take you onto the wrong way, or the love of your children takes you to haram, you stop for the sake of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this love trumps that. If your parents try to take you onto the wrong path, and they try to make you go towards disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you don't disrespect them, but you don't obey them in matters where it clashes with the rules of Islam. And this is where the love of Allah and His Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam take precedent. Let me give you an example. It's the Battle of Uhud, and there's a woman whose husband, whose father, whose brothers are all in the battlefield. Now, the kuffar at the time, during the battle, they spread a rumor. And the rumor was that Nauzubillah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been martyred. And this news quickly spread from Uhud Sharif through to Medina. So this woman, she leaves Madinatul Munawwara hearing this news, and she rushes towards Uhud Sharif. Right? Now, on the way, she meets people, and they say that your father has been martyred. And she says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But tell me how the Messenger of Allah is. Next, they carry on. She carries on, and they say, your husband's been martyred. She says, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But tell me how the Messenger of Allah is. Doesn't bother her. Then she is told eventually, Messenger of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is fine. She says, no, I will not stop until I see the blessed face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam with my own eyes. And she proceeds to go there. Now, the scholars write that look at the level of love. Look at the ayat of the Quran and look at the level of love. The Quran said that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam needs to be more beloved to you than your fathers, your sons, your brothers. And this Ansari companion, Sahabiya, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, showed the world what that really meant. She's told that her father, her husband, her brothers have been martyred, and it didn't matter one iota. She acknowledged it, but the most important thing was, how is Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And when she's told that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is fine, she breathes a sigh of relief. That is important. And that is the love that the companions had. Nothing else mattered for them. Everything evolved around Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They lived their lives by seeing the beautiful face of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their entire existence was pleasing Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether Akka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in front of them or Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was behind the veil of this world, their whole mission was to please Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You remember the famous words of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu when he's about to pass away and his wife is saying, oh sadness, and he's saying, oh happiness, Bilal, you're about to depart from this world. Why are you so happy? And he said, I'm happy because I'm about to meet my beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nothing else mattered to them. The love of the wife, love of the children, love of the brothers, love of wealth, nothing else mattered. They sacrificed everything. The only thing that mattered to them was the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was once asked, how was your love for the Messenger of Allah azza wa jal? He replied, by Allah, the Messenger of Allah azza wa jal was far more beloved to us than our wealth, our children, our fathers, our mothers, and even more beloved to us than cold water and intense thirst. And then there was that famous incident where Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are more beloved to me than everything else in the world apart from my own life. And he then refocuses and says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are more beloved to me than myself as well. This is the great Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. You know, what they would do, these people, is they would honor and revere Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to an extent which the world had never seen. You know, these were the very people who, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their life Mubarak would have saliva Mubarak come out, they would take it and rub it on their hands and rub it on their faces. These were the very companions who, once they saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looking for Quddus Sharif, gourd, in a dish, and for the rest of their lives, they all loved it. The essence of this is that the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is everything. Sayyidina Abda bint Khalid ibn Ma'adan radiallahu anhu would narrate that my father would remember the Messenger of Allah azza wa jal, the companions, the immigrants, and the helpers, all the Ansar, by naming each one every night. And then he would supplicate, oh Allah, my heart yearns to be with them, therefore hasten my death so I can meet them, repeating the words over and over again until they fell asleep. This is the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the companion showed us. And nothing else mattered. They couldn't dare be away from the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When one companion learnt that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had put a veil between themselves and this world and had departed from this world, he said, Ya Allah, I don't want my eyes anymore. My eyes were, here to see the beautiful face of your beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to see that amazing sight. And now that amazing sight is no longer valid. I don't want my eyes. He prays in the court of Allah azza wa jal with such conviction that he loses his eyesight. Allahu Akbar. This is what is important. That level of love. And when you have that level of love, then, the Shair writes, That changes everything. Because then when you go to sleep at night, you go to sleep, in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, singing the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reading durud wa salam upon the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you the famous couplet, Main so jaun ya Mustafa kehte. And then one day when we're going to go to sleep, we're going to not wake up. What if you do wake up that night, but you wake up saying, Kule ank salli ala kehte kehte. You wake up in the grave, you're showing the beautiful face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you say, this is my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's the love. In all this journey through the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what we saw from the companions was the love. Now, it's easy to declare that love. But today what we're going to talk about is the signs. These are the signs which we saw in the companions, the Tabi'in, the Taba Tabi'in, and in our pious predecessors. These were the signs of the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, the question today is this. I want you to, as we work through this, look at whether we have these signs, or do we just have the verbal kind of acknowledgement that yes, I love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when it comes to acting upon that love, that's missing. The first thing is, the scholars write, when you love somebody, you try to copy them. You copy their clothing, you copy their way they move their hands, you copy how they behave, you copy their characteristics, you copy their habits, you copy everything. We claim to love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You tell me, how many habits, how many characteristics of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam have we adopted? How many sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do we follow? Have we ever had time in our long lives ever to learn how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did certain things? Because the companions, they just saw what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did and copied it for the rest of their lives. Today we claim to have the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sit down and make a note. How many things do I copy from the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is the one that you need to copy in your everyday affairs, in your characteristics, you know, and in this beautiful sunnah. How much do we do? That's the first sign of love. Second, the scholars write, how much do you abstain from those things that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam dislikes? You know, if you love somebody and they dislike something, people give up everything. They'll give up certain kinds of food, certain kind of, you know, desires and everything else for their beloved. And they say, I'm sacrificing this for my beloved. There are actions, there are sins that you are commanded to abstain from. And we know that they displease Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the power that Allah Azzawajal has given, knows the deeds that you do. And your deeds are presented in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So why can that love not keep you away from those things that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam dislikes? And so the scholars write that abstaining from those things that are prohibited, it's a way of measuring the love that you have. Sticking to the rules of Sharia and staying away from those things that are prohibited by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your beloved, the most important personality in your life, and the one you claim to love, and the one who is a savior in this world, in the grave and the hereafter. And yet, you claim to love, but you don't follow the commands. And actually, worse than that, you go towards those things that the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prohibited and asked you to stay away from. What sort of love is that? How do you define that sort of love? Is it just love by mere words? Because the actions don't seem to follow it. Then, the scholars say that another sign of true love is that, you know, the one who loves always wants to talk about his beloved, always wants to be remembering the beloved. And what the scholars say is that the signs of the true devotees and the true lovers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam are those who will always spend their time, when they've got spare time, tending durood wa salam upon the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they've got time learning a beautiful sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they've got time reforming their lives and reading the greatest miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the glorious Quran. And then they will spend time, you know, meditating, trying to imagine being in Medina. They will try to spend their time attending gatherings where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mention is made. They will try and spend time with people who talk about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beautiful sunnah. They will spend time in gatherings where they will spend time, you know, telling people about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this way, their life is decorated day, night, by reciting the Durood as-Salam, by being sincere and devoted in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's the second sign. So the first one, we claim to love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much do you act upon the sunnah? Second, how much do you stay away from prohibitions, the things that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam disliked? Third, How is your time spent? Are you one of those persons who are madly in love with the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and so talk about Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every opportunity you get, send the Durood as-Salam at every opportunity you get, and you know, try and please the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then, the scholars write that love demands respect and reverence of the Messenger of Allah azza wa jalla. And everyone who claims to have the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should look at how much he respects and honors Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one stick by which you can measure this is how much you love those things that are associated with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, the blessed companions, the prophetic household, the Ahlul Bayt, the blessed noble wives, the mothers of the believers, the city of Madinatul Munawwara, Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, and sacred relics, the Holy Quran and the Hadith Mubarakah. How much attachment do you have to these things? Because these things gain their importance from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You claim to love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so you should have an amazing love for all of these. You should have a love for the Quran, so you read it every day. You should have a love for the Sunnah, so you try and learn as much as you can. You should have a love for the relics and the tabarakat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you should also have respect and honor for Masjid Nabawi Sharif, and you should have a yearning and a longing to go there. You should have a love for Madinatul Munawwara. You should give honor and respect to the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the mothers of the believers, and all the companions. So much so that not one even microgram or one smallest union you can think of any disrespect in the court of anything that's related to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa should come into your mind, never mind onto your tongues. This is true love. When you love somebody to the extent that we are supposed to love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you don't see any faults. You don't see, and how can you see a fault in the personality that Allah azza wa jalla has created faultless? But some people try to pick holes in Nawaz Billah, the companions, the Ahlul Bayt, and their house, and different things. These people are despicable people. But you, as a devotee of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, need to see through that. You need to have no part in that. How dare anybody question anything related to my beloved in my presence? I'm never going to accept that. I don't want to watch videos where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions are being slandered. I don't want to see anything. I don't want to hear anything where Nauzu Billah, the Ahlul Bayt are being attacked. The Medina, bad things are being said about the barakah, the relics of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or other things, or even, na'uzu billah, you know, things are being pointed at Aqa Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? I am a devotee, I am a lover, I am an ummati. It's got nothing to do with me. Those people are lighting their own grave with the fire of hell. I want no part of it. So what they write is utmost respect and reverence, and not one iota worth of any doubt and disrespect in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that includes the court of the companions, the prophetic household, the noble wives, Madinatul Munawwara, Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, the holy relics, the Quran, the Hadith. That is true love. Then the next one, to love those who were beloved to the Messenger of Allah azza wa jalla, and to be enemies of those who were the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now this is where it's important. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved the Ahlul Bayt al-Tahar, loved Hassanain Karimain, loved the companions, loved Madinatul Munawwara. So you should love everything that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves, and hate everything that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam disliked, and hate those who, you know, oppose and dislike those things Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked. So if Aqa Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companions, Hassanain Karimain, and all these amazing personalities were loved by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, well, this is why we hate Yazid, because Yazid opposed those things and martyred Hazrat Imam Ali Muqam radiallahu ta'ala, who was the love of the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved these princes, and so anybody who disrespects or tries to hurt anything that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves, we have nothing to do with them. And this is another sign of your love. Then the scholars say, to be absent from worldly pleasures and to be austere and give preference to those things that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave preference to. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam could have had the Mount Uhud in gold. Aga Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the treasures to the worlds in their hands. You know, everything was there. It could have turned to gold at the very saying of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose a simple life, and the devotees of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam should choose a simple life as well. This is what the scholars write, and that is in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another important thing that the scholars say is this: that the more austere you are, the more wealthy you are, there are very few people who can handle that level of wealth. Once you get that sort of money, it takes you away from deen. And there are many, many people who, when they were poor, lived near the masjid, used to pray five times a day, used to read the Quran, everything else. Suddenly they became businessmen and became very affluent. And now, restaurants and dinners and everything else, and no time for the masajid, no time for relatives, no time for everything else, they came away. This is the problem. And what the scholars say is that the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be such that even if Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with wealth, your state should be simple in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu wouldn't change his shirt. It had patches on it. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has these very important rights. You know, we always say, well, what can you do for me? But now is the time. We know that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has done a lot for us. Now is the time to say that what can we do in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that will please the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And this is important. Surely the glorious Quran says, Surah Fath, verses 8 and 9, surely we have sent you as a witness, present and seeing, and a bearer of glad tidings, and a warner, in order that you, O people, accept faith in Allah and His Messenger, and honor and revere Him, and that you may glorify Him morning and evening. Now here, the scholars write that there's something very interesting. We read the ayat, it says, surely we have sent you as a witness, present and seeing. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the power given by Allah, is a witness, sees everything and is present, and a bearer of glad tidings, and a warner, in order that you, O people, and these are the commands, accept faith in Allah and His Messenger. So once you've accepted faith in Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, surely the next part is for you to start acting upon the deen, to pray five times a day, to fast, to pay zakat and do hajj. No, that's not what the Quran says. The Quran says, you honor and revere the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then you glorify Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is what the scholars write, is the essence of deen. If you go off and get the commandments of deen and just start acting upon them without love, honor, and reverence of the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then your deen is nowhere near complete. You have to honor and respect Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even one iota worth of criticism, discredit, disrespect, or thinking of flaws or faults in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessed ancestry, the religion, the attributes, anything that is remotely related to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, having any sort of bad thought about that leads to curse and shows that your love has been diseased. And nauzubillah, by trying to ridicule or mock anything related to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is or use any sort of language which is objectionable and seeks to degrade anything related to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the most dire of offenses. And the scholars have said that these have the most serious consequences for your deen, your iman, which is your greatest treasure. This is why scholars have written volume after volume on this subject. And the couplet that I started from, that's where they came to. They said that when you look at the blessed companions, they used to sit in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam so still, out of awe and, you know, respect of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were companions who wouldn't even utter certain words, which were normal words, in the fear that they would say something that may be wrong. You know, there was one companion, Hazrat Bara' bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala, and he would say that, I wished to ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam a question, something, but due to my respect and reverence, even though I had the honor and the privilege of being in his court, I never got to ask that question because I was so overawed, inspired by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I could not bring myself to ask that question. This was the amount of respect that the companions had. There are two riwayats actually. Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan once asked Sayyidina Qubath radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is elder, you or Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now, the word is kind of who's bigger, but it means age. So the question was, who is bigger? And the intention was, who is older, you or Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But the companion, and this riwayat, there's another riwayat which says, this Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, who's the uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was asked the same question, okay, who is bigger in terms of age, you or Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And the reply that these companions gave makes you think. It would have been very simple to say, well, he's the uncle, for example, Hazrat Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu, he's the uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he could have said, well, I'm older than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or I'm bigger in that sense than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But their replies were so nuanced to perfection that they said, no, indeed the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal is greater, bigger and better. I was just born before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the respect and honor. This is what the companions taught us. This is what love does to you. You know, respect for everything that is related to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even the Mu'e Mubarak, you know, it comes back to a lot of people, they doubt the power of the holy relics. The Mu'e Mubarak, there are many, many hadith Mubarakah where companions saved them. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was successful in battles because of them. Other companions saved them for their graves. Others, they used to use it to treat people. When people came to the ill people came to them, they used to put the Mu'e Mubarak, the blessed hair of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, into the water, swirl it about, and then give the water to the people, and it used to cure the diseases. This is their love, honor, and respect, and the benefits they got from the holy relics. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, used to go to the blessed membership of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, touch it and place it over his hands. A lot of people have difficulty with this these days because they think, what can these relics do? Well, the glorious Quran says, when Hazrat Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was in Misr and the brothers came, and you can read it in Surah Yusuf Sharif, which is a beautiful story. And the Quran says it's one of the most beautiful stories. And Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam was told that your father has been crying in your love and he's lost the sight of his eyes. Now the father is none other than the great Hazrat Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, a great prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, what did Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam do? He could have said, go and say to my father, he's a great prophet. Go and pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal will no doubt give you your sight back. He didn't do that. He could have said, okay, I am a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. I am Yusuf. I will pray in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and I will ask Allah Azza wa Jal to restore the sight of my father. He didn't do that as well. What did he do? He said, take this shirt of mine and go and give it to my father. My father will put it on his eyes and Allah Azza wa Jal, through the blessing of this relic, will return his sight to him. This is why we say, don't assume that the deen is what your intellect thinks it is. Deen is what Allah Azza wa Jal has given us in the glorious Quran. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us through the Quran and the Hadith. People save the holy relics. And the essence is this, that anything which was remotely connected to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gained the respect by his predecessors. They didn't walk in the city of Medina with shoes on because they thought that our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had walked through this city. How can we walk with shoes on? Hazrat Imam Shafi radiallahu anhu says, Imam Malik was once gifted to me some horses. When I requested him to keep one as transport for himself, he said, no, how can I ride in Medina on horses? And this just carries on. The whole of the essence of this is that the companions, the tabi'in, those who saw the companions, the taba tabi'in, the pious predecessors, have all told us one thing. Ki Muhammad se wafa tu ne to ham tere hain. Ye jahan cheez hai kya? Loho kalam tere hain. And the final right that the scholars write here, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has over us, is a beautiful one. And I wanted to kind of finish with that. I've got a few minutes left. We have a habit of wanting to express ourselves. We have a habit of wanting to talk. We have a habit of wanting gupshup, you know, this banter and everything else. And we want to kind of entertain ourselves. And what the scholars write is that what better way to spend your time than praising and talking about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Not only does it show your love, it also increases your love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Listen to, you're in the era of social media, listen to beautiful stories about the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go then relay them to your children. Listen to beautiful, you know, as soon as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, go and tell them to your friends. Whenever you sit in a gathering, always try and bring in the talk of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Always try and talk about Madinatul Munawwara. Always talk about the Ahlul Bayt. Anything that's connected to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the extent that the people start to think, yeah, this guy is truly madly in love with the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, but that would divana. He is insane in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And kashki we could ever get that title of being lost in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that, the scholars say, is praise of the Messenger of Allah azza wa jal, and shows love. The more you talk about the merits of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the excellence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in public, in private, in your homes, or wherever you go, it will tell the people that this is a true ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This person has deep in his heart this love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This person has this deep honor, respect and reverence for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nothing else matters to him. All he wants to do is talk about his beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the scholars write that if you get to that stage where all you're thinking about is Aqa Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's a cyclic kind of beautiful thing where the more you talk about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more the love increases, the more the love increases, the more you will talk, and you will gain this spiritual peace and tranquility, and your life will be a bliss. Subhanallah. It is for this reason that thousands and thousands of companions and pious predecessors praise the Messenger of Allah azza wa jalla. This is why they thought about the most eloquent words to try and praise Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it was in speech, whether it was in natib parks, or whether it was poems, whatever it was, eulogy, anything it was. All their time, some people spent their lives just praising Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're talking about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sada tarif kardaya main tere paak rutbe di. میں عمر اینا خیالاں وچ گزاری یا رسول اللہ کہ آئی اسپینٹ مائی لائف یو نو پیپل اسپینڈ دیئر لائف ہیئر دیئر اینڈ ایوری ویئر بٹ یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آل مائی لائف آئی اسپینٹ ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ یو اینڈ ٹیلنگ پیپل ہاؤ امیزنگ یو ور اینڈ دوز آر دا سائنز آف اے ٹرو ڈیووٹی آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم یو نو دا اسکالرز رائٹ کہ ہز پریز شال ریمین رہے گا یوں ہی ان کا چرچا رہے گا. Let those who burn turn to piles of ashes. پرے خاک ہو جائیں جل جانے والے. Your job as the ummati and devotee and lover of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to sing the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't care about those who can't handle it. Subhanallah. O Raza, the Sahib Quran himself, Elijah's our master, how then is it possible for you to truly do the madha, truly do the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then, finally, how is the best way to praise Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The best way is to learn about the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to keep watching Madani channel. If you keep watching Madani channel, go to davatislami.net and learn about all of these amazing qualities and events in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Download the books, learn about the life of Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That will increase your love. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm going to give you the answer to the question. So the question, you will remember, was that does sadaqah prevent calamities? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The mercy to the worlds, 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 sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.